Good morning. I'm Peter Solomon, and you're tuned to The Morning Show on listener-driven Jazz 88. I am thrilled this morning to bring you a conversation with pianist Rini Rosnes. If you've been listening to Jazz 88 over the past month, you might have heard one of the two new releases that she's involved in. The first is a release on Smoke Sessions Records called Crossing Paths that features music of various Brazilian composers. And the other is from the group Artemis. Rosnes founded this all-female jazz ensemble a few years back. Arboresque is their third recording on Blue Note Records. She'll be talking about both of these recent projects. Our conversation will pick up with the time when she moved to New York in the mid-1980s. She began working with a group of promising young jazz artists called Out of the Blue, and also quickly started working with iconic performers like Joe Henderson, Bobby Hutcherson, J.J. Johnson, Wayne Shorter, and others. So in about 1985, you made the move to New York. Can you talk about that move and what your first impressions were living there?
Yes, I moved to Brooklyn, and that was a bit of a culture shock coming from Vancouver. Just living in the United States as well as in New York was a big change from Vancouver. But I really came with the idea that I would return to Canada within a year. I had been awarded a Canada Council of the Arts grant, which enabled me to live and study here for the period of a year. But by the time that year was up, I was already beginning to work and just having a great time with so many of my peers who were of like mind. And it was exciting, and I couldn't really pull myself away. So here I am many, many years later, still living in the New York area.
And in short order, you are working with some legendary jazz musicians, and you continue to do so. So I'm thinking of artists like Joe Henderson and trombonist J.J. Johnson and James Moody. And I was wondering if you could talk about those artists specifically and what impact they may have had on you.
You know, it was quite a thing to be able to be on the road in my early 20s with Joe Henderson, playing with him every night and learning from him. I think it's true for all the greats that I worked with, just the level of consistency and the focus that they had on the bandstand was just not only mesmerizing, but so inspirational. And it just made me want to rise to that level, which it still does when I have an opportunity to play with people of that stature, such as I'm playing with Ron Carter's quartet right now. And just to have that experience of playing with him as well has been very impactful to me. But I've been so fortunate to have so many great experiences, and all of them have just made me want to get better and continue to rise to the level of greatness that those people exhibited from night to night.
I want to kind of move ahead to your recent album on Smoke Sessions Records. It's called Crossing Paths, and it features interpretations from material from about 8 or 9 different Brazilian composers, including Jobim and Egberto Gismonti and Milton Nascimento and others. Can you talk about the impetus for that album and what attracts you to that music?
I became interested in Brazilian music and discovered it really in my late teens. And one of the first records that I heard was Wayne Shorter's Native Dancer record, which of course featured Milton Nascimento. That was the album that got me really interested in going down the rabbit hole of all the Brazilian greats. And of course, Jobim played a role as well. All of his great music, Caetano Veloso, Edu Lobo, Lenny Andrade, Elis Regina. So much of that music just appeals to me. I just hear a lot of joy in it, and the way that the various song forms and grooves and the way the their melodicism and the harmonic progressions that they have are just beautiful. It's just gorgeous music. And so I really had been thinking about trying to do an album of Brazilian music for probably 3 decades, which is a long time to be musing about something. But I just decided, you know, in the past year that this was the time to do it. And that's why I embarked on it.
And you've got such a great group of players there. In addition to the Brazilian artists guesting with you, there's Chris Potter and trombonist Steve Davis, and it's a fantastic group. I wanted to ask you specifically about a few of the tracks, if you don't mind. So you mentioned that idea of joyfulness, and that certainly comes across in Egberto Gismonti's composition that opens the album. Could you tell me a little bit about Frevo, like what that actually describes for the person who's like unfamiliar with Brazilian music?
Well, Egberto's music, much of it is so exciting to listen to. There's a real physicality to his playing and his writing. And this particular piece just has a real buoyancy to it. And it's so melodic and so much fun to play. So it was just something that appealed to me out of all of Gismonti's music. I also recorded many years ago a piece of his called Sanfona on an album I did called Art and Soul. Throughout the years, I've been playing Brazilian pieces and individual works by various composers, but as you know, this is the first whole album of Brazilian music that I've done.
Can you tell me a little bit about the track from Joyce Moreno, and she actually performs on this recording too?
De manhã cedo, essa senhora se conforma, bota mesa.
Yes, she does. And Joyce and I have known each other for many years. I actually recorded with her. It was 1998. She made an album of Elis Regina songs called Astronauta, the songs of Elis. And we actually recorded this particular piece, Essa Mulher, back then. And this particular song was really about a woman, basically describing a woman's day from morning till night and all the various tasks she would perform as a mother, as a lover, as the maid, you know, all these different roles that a woman would play. And you know, this was written back in 1967. So it's coming from a little bit of a different time period, of course. But it's a very emotional song. And when you hear Joyce sing it, you even if you don't speak the language, you can hear the emotional meaning behind her words.
I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to The Morning Show on listener-driven Jazz 88. Today I'm speaking with pianist Rini Rosnes. She has two recent recordings we've been featuring on Jazz 88. One is an album of Brazilian music called Crossing Paths, and the other features an ensemble that she founded called Artemis, comprised of all women musicians. They've just released their third recording for Blue Note Records called Arboresque. Can you tell me about Artemis? My understanding is that you founded this group. What is behind that ensemble?
The genesis of Artemis was in 2016. There was a European promoter who called me and asked if I would be interested in putting together an all-woman band to celebrate International Women's Day in Paris. And so the kind of the core of the group happened then. And we just had so much fun playing together that we thought we would like to continue working and exploring what we could do as a band. And so the following year, we went back out on the road, and that's when Alison Miller, the drummer, came into the band, as well as the bassist, Noriko Ueda. And today, we are a quintet we've just released our third album for Blue Note. It's called Arboresque, and the band is the same rhythm section, Allison Noriko and myself, and then Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, who was there from the beginning, and Nicole Glover, young tenor saxophonist who's just tearing it up. She's been playing with Christian McBride's band.
You have a wide spread of experiences within the group and people from many different generations. There must be like several decades in age difference between the youngest member and the oldest member of the ensemble. I've noted too that everybody in the band contributed a composition to the album. And so Is that something that you thought about as you were bringing players into the group, their skills as a composer as well as a player?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's important to represent all of us. We are, even though I'm the organizing force and so-called director, it's very much a collective, and it's very important, I think, to have all of the members of the band represented as composers as well. That's definitely a part of what this band is about. It's wonderful to be able to feature everybody playing their own music.
One of the compositions that I was really taken with was Little Cranberry, the tune that closes the album.
Yeah.
The counterpoint is gorgeous. Can you talk a little bit about this tune?
Sure. Well, that's Allison Miller's composition. I also love it. I think it's a beautiful addition to the rest of the pieces. It really complements the rest of the record. She was inspired from a trip she took to an area of Maine called the Cranberry Isles, and this is the name of one of the islands there, Little Cranberry. You can imagine driving by the ocean and seeing the coastline and you know, with this tune with a high volume. It's a beautiful, beautiful composition. Nicole Glover wrote a very beautiful ballad, which she titled Petrichor. The melody just kind of keeps unraveling. And what that word means, for those of you who might not know, it's basically the smell of rain on dry earth. Nicole grew up in Portland, Oregon, so she's certainly familiar with rain. So that was a sensory experience that we all could relate to, those of us from the West Coast.
How do you feel about being defined as a woman who plays jazz, or would you rather be defined as just a musician?
Well, I think I'd rather be defined as a musician. I know that all of us in the band certainly feel that way. I mean, it is obvious that we're all women. When you think about how men are represented in terms of their art, it's very unlikely that their gender is going to be mentioned.
Right.
It sounds ridiculous to say an all-male band.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the time when it's not necessary to mention the gender of the artist. I think in recent years, there's certainly so many young women and middle-aged women, too, who are coming to the fore. And I think that the power of the music speaks for itself. And so it's not really necessary. I always laugh when I see it listed in the press as an all-woman band, because you've got the band's photograph right there, and it's just, it's so unnecessary. It's kind of absurd to have to word in there. I hope that we're slowly moving past that. Certainly, I don't feel that audiences or fellow musicians have, for the most part anyway, have issues with the band being an all-woman band. But I still think there's a lot of work to be done, and in terms of, you know, on the business side. I think that's where it comes into play more often.
I want to say thank you for being so generous with your time and talking about these wonderful new projects, the Artemis album Arboresque that was just released on Blue Note Records, and your recent recording called Crossing Paths on Smoke Sessions Records. Renee Rosnes, thank you so much. I hope you have a good morning.
Thank you, Peter.